This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. dairy is experiencing changing industry dynamics. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
As farmers and ranchers work to adapt to changing economic conditions across the farm economy, one sector in particular is undergoing significant shifts. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said that U.S. dairy production is reaching record levels, but he warns that trend may not last long.
That output is being propped up by older cows staying in production longer, not by new herd growth. At the same time, the pipeline behind the herd is shrinking. Replacement heifers are at their lowest levels since 1978, and the number expected to calve in the future has fallen sharply. So while milk supplies are high today, the system supporting that future supply of milk is thinner.
Munch said one factor driving trends in the dairy industry is beef economics.
So strong beef prices and beef on dairy premiums, those have encouraged dairy farmers to breed more cows to beef genetics and keep those milk cows in production longer. That boosts short-term revenue for calf sales. We see about $4 to $5 per hundredweight for dairy farmers, but it also means fewer dairy bred heifers entering the replacement pool. So the result is higher milk output now, but greater risk of sharper adjustments later in the milk markets.
Munch said another factor to keep an eye on is the global milk supply, as the U.S. has some tough competition.
So just like the United States, we've seen increases in milk production in some of our competitors like the European Union, New Zealand, and Argentina. And that has weighed heavily on milk prices at home as well. The U.S. all milk price fell more than $4 a hundredweight throughout 2025. The flip side is that lower prices have made U.S. dairy pretty competitive overseas.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 Ag News stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.